From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 26, 2018. This week, that excerpt from Rusty Piper by the Blacksburg and Roanoke-based band No Strings Attached opens an episode about an ecosystem hidden in pipes. For that story, I'm joined by guest host Bryn O'Donnell.
This week, we're diving down to explore an ecosystem hidden beneath the ground and learn about how our actions in towns can affect water bodies downstream. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to this mystery sound and see if you can guess what underground ecosystem you're hearing. If you guessed a buried stream, you're right. Take note of your feet and feel how the soles of your shoes press up against the floor. Hard to imagine you've been walking on water, right? But in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia, that's exactly what people are doing. The stream you heard runs under buildings, sidewalks, and roadways, and most people don't even realize it's there. In many cities and towns, an entire aquatic ecosystem flows similarly under the pavement, an invisible network of ghost streams. Streams that once used to run above ground, but we've now buried, in pipes, so that we could construct buildings on top. Humans have been burying streams since the Roman Empire, but we still don't fully understand what happens when we do that. How these streams have changed, and the impacts of those changes on downstream waterways, is the focus of my research at Virginia Tech. Although we've buried these streams, we haven't quite put them to rest. Ghost streams are still beneath us and still flowing, but they're drastically changed from a more natural stream. Such buried streams aren't exposed to light or freely moving air, impacting organisms typically on the bottom of a stream or growing alongside one. If you recall the process of photosynthesis, plants need light, air, and nutrients to grow. And although we don't normally think of algae in streams as plants, they conduct photosynthesis too, and they're important components of natural streams, particularly in the use of nutrients. Without any light inside pipes, algae and streamside plants can't survive. And with no life, buried streams can't remove nutrients. So any nutrients that run off from cities into these streams are shuttled straight downstream. This helps lead to nutrient buildups in downstream lakes, ponds, or other water bodies, in turn causing too much algae growth. While algae perform important functions, other life is harmed by an algae overabundance, such as when you see a thick green sludge on top of lakes or ponds. With this possible sequence of events, sometimes it seems as if ghost streams are haunting us. But moving forward through research and learning more about buried streams, we can understand how to mitigate their impact by promoting the retention of nutrients and the revitalization of life. Thanks to No Strings Attached for permission to use this week's music, and as a note to stream ecosystems buried beneath us in pipes, we close with a few more seconds of Rusty Piper.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.